You're listening to Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Chev.
Get to the injury report, fitting after talking Eskimos, because man, we could probably do a segment on every different type of injury because they have had them all. It seems across the board, although not a torn bicep yet. But man, Armando Sewell, Jasmon didn't want to give us exactly what the injury was. It's definitely upper body in the chest, pectoral bicep area. So not good at all. A gentleman who works with injuries all the time from Capilano Rehab Center, Brent Kasten, joins us. And there was a major injury recently that cost a guy an opportunity to win a world championship. And Andre DeGrasse had been running very well and unfortunately wasn't able to compete in the final. And in a final that, based on recent memory, wasn't the overly fastest final we've seen in the 100 meters. So it's kind of unfortunate for him. And Brent, I want to talk about hamstrings and how delicate they can be. And even the elite level guys who train all the time and then boom, it can go just like that.
And that was Andre DeGrasse. He's an elite athlete. His nutrition, his strength, flexibility programming is absolutely the best in the world. And yet, it happened. I had one way back some years ago. I ran actually a million years ago track and field. So I had them a little bit in track and field myself, running 400 meters, primarily coming out of the blocks with your kind of explosive push often is a culprit. But I was what's said on the radio stays on the radio, isn't that?
Sure, yes, how it goes? 100%.
I was at a church picnic. And they were going to have this thing, because they had, the kids, the sack races and all that. And then we're going to have the grown-ups race. And, of course, I'd been at that point a track guy, and I know I'd want to do this. You get goaded into doing it. Well, then, you can't lose a race at a picnic. And so was I warmed up? No. Had I been doing any really hard, sprinting for a while at that point in time? No. And so what do you think happened? I kind of got started, felt pretty good, and then pop. I felt it just pop. It felt like someone took a baseball bat or a golf club and just smacked me right kind of half behind the butt, half in the upper leg. And I still hobbled. I wanted to go down. I could not do that, not at the church, in front of pastor at the picnic. No way that was going to happen. So I made it across the finish line. I couldn't straighten my knee out. That thing, it felt like it hurt. I couldn't enjoy anything else after that. It was get me to the SUV. And
so what do you do with that? Because a lot of people have felt that. What's the best instant treatment to do
for hamstrings? That's one injury. If you have them, is to grab immediately. Well, two things, usually two things immediately is one is anti-inflammatories. When you have because the hamstring injuries can be a little one, which is a primary, a bigger one, which is a secondary, which you might have a little tear. A third one is when you blow the tire out, maybe the outside or the inside hamstring muscles, or right under your butt. It could be really bad there too if it pulls right off the bone where the tendons hook up. But anti-inflammatories, you get some ice on it. It's an injury where the compression wrapping does help. Wrapping, it helps. You want to wrap it up with ice.
So you want to put ice on it right away?
You got to rest it because it's very painful. If you have the one like I had, ice just to numb the pain, right, from the pain point of view. And that's pretty much, you got to get your leg up in case it starts to swell. If you have a secondary tear, a couple of days later, you could have some bruising, right, some internal bleeding on it. And it took me a good, with that secondary, I did not get back to just jogging. I was limping for probably 2 to 3 days. You could have to be on crutches if it was a secondary tear, but I was limping.
So you have to be on crutches if it's a secondary tear. Why is that?
Third, you can't straighten your leg. It hurts too much. You can't. Your rest of your spasm where the tear is goes into spasm.
Okay.
Oh, and it really, really hurts. There's little ones you get where it's a little tweak. Then this is a major one that I had. And so then you begin the process of getting it better. So part of that is you try to straighten the knee, straighten it within pain-free range of movement, and then you're trying to walk without limping. Then you're probably not, getting back to just jogging till it's about 70% of your flexibility back, you know, rule of thumb. And you can't really do any more, you know, plyometrics like jumping, or you're going to try to sprint or push off hard till you're about 80% better. And you've got a lot of pain-free flexibility. You can do some isometric contractions without pain. So it's a process on those hamstrings, and they can be really fussy and finicky. I mean, I see stuff not just with athletes, but here's a classic one. For any parents going on vacation next week, you know, maybe going out to the lake, and you have a toddler, okay? You have a toddler, and let's say mama sees a toddler. Toddler's heading for the pier full steam. What's mama got? I've seen him pull hamstrings doing that, going after the toddlers. And it's not a fun injury when you get it. And if it is in the sports, I mean, soccer, it's there a lot. It's there, obviously, in football. Another place you might not think of it is actually with competitive dancers. Hamstrings, a lot of plyometrics, jumping, you know, push-off, springing, springboard type of movements very quickly. And as well, they can be very well trained. You know, their fitness is up there. And it still can pull. You can still have a strain. So, and why is, if I knew the answer to the why question,
yeah,
this interview would be, we'd be on a yacht in the Mediterranean off of Monte Carlo doing the interview if I knew the why question.
Yeah, because it is, you have guys like Andre Degrasse, those guys, their whole body, they do everything to it. They warm up
they
properly. Everything is the
right.
same all the time. And
yes.
then sometime it just goes. But
yes.
for a lot of people, when, you know, a lot of guys, whether it's weekend warriors in hockey or slow pitch or whatever, suddenly you go from 0 to 100 because most of us don't stretch. Let's be honest. We don't warm up properly. Then you have the hammy problem. And even for pro athletes, a lot of times they'll do the rehab. They come back and you can practice all you want. But in that game, suddenly, you know, your adrenaline goes and you push it to a level that you haven't pushed it before. And boom, it's injured again. How do you avoid re-injuring it? Or is your hamstring, once you've torn it once, is it more susceptible all the time to a reoccurring injury?
Yeah, well, I think it's two questions. I think it's the answer is yes to both questions. Working backwards is that it is more susceptible. It's kind of like rolling an ankle.
Okay,
you are more susceptible around, you know, time number two. So from a preventative point of view, you know, there's the Rice formula. I kind of went through that for an acute injury. For a more preventative, you add the P, right? You put a price there, preventative, and that's where you may want to have a type of a compression, upper thigh compression sleeve on the hamstring can help. So there's different brands out there, better products now. Sometimes getting the fit is tricky, but you can have one of those compression devices can help the hamstrings, because what it does is it takes some of the pressure. If we put all these physics of vectors together, when you've got a contraction, it takes some of that contraction force into the compression sleeve or a type of tensor bandage, I guess, or for athletes around football, maybe competitive soccer, there, you know, the trainer might be doing some taping for that, and that can help a bit. But the recovery, like recovery times for people listening, if you got a little strain, it could be 2 to 3 weeks. A little minor hamstring thing, kind of there. Could be 2 to 3 weeks before you can really push off that. If it's secondary, you're looking at probably about 6 weeks. If it's where you really tear it, you have a major tear where they might consider, would this be one that the surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, might have to take a look at? It could be like 12 weeks. That's just where it's at. Some of these, depending, again, the level of your sport, how competitive you are, some of those things take. If you go by what the research people, they take the little bologna slices of torn tissue,
okay,
the histological samples, right, and they put them under their microscope when they're fully healed. That thing could be 9 months to 18 months. The tissue, those little collagen fibers, that's what's out there. Like for it really, really to heal up, which it's a long time. It's not 3 weeks or 6 weeks, and you know, that's for a major tear, right, a secondary.
So what's the best treatment then for the layman person who is torn, you know. Now, obviously, they got to diagnose which type of tear, right? Is it first, second,
and
third?
And where it is, too, because it makes a difference inside, outside a little bit to what you're doing with your activity. The outside muscles typically are involved in a little bit of a hip movement to turn your foot out. The inside muscles are a little bit to pull, you know, the foot, rotate the hip and foot in. So
which one's worse?
I don't know. I don't think either is worse because it depends on the activity, and it also depends the where it's going to, you know, where it's located. And
so, like, if it's higher or lower, does that matter?
It also depends. It depends. Hard to say. If you're going to be doing, let's say, martial arts, you're into, you know, competitive kickboxing, that higher underneath the butt, right under the buttock, if you've got more of a tendon issue with the hamstring there, you get a little Teflon glide shock absorber in there. If that thing's involved and inflamed as well, that's going to be a tough one. And so you're doing it on your own. Your icing, taking care of it. You're trying to get your flexibility back to straighten that leg. If you're going to do a hamstring stretch and you're comparing, let's say you're sitting up against the wall and you want to compare the bad one to the good one, if you get to where, okay, it doesn't hurt anymore, I can stretch them both out equally. And then you get up and maybe, you know, there's a stretch. People go online, you can see the stretches nowadays. You can go and you're going to put it, let's say, on a table and stretch it like a hurdler stretch, they call it, for the hamstrings. And that's pain-free. Well, then you're progressing to where 70% of the guy, you can start jogging. You're doing that 80%. You may be jogging. Your strength feels pretty good. You're kind of comparing standing, going up and down on one leg to the other leg. Okay, that's getting pretty good. You're getting close, right? You're getting close to return to your event, your sport. This would be for the non-elite athlete. But sometimes if that's not settling down and you're doing all of those things correctly, you do need someone to take a look at that, to look at an appropriate treatment plan, because there are some basic treatment plans and there's some more advanced treatment programs for those today that, you know, did not exist, you know, 20 years ago with it. So, for example, some more conventional things, if you saw your physiotherapist, would be ultrasonic, might be an interferential stimulator to get the physiologic healing speed up. Maybe these capillaries that have closed down with the injury, they're going to open up more circulation there. Some newer ones would be like class 4 K lasers. These cube 4 K lasers can be helpful. The Graston technique, that's using those, they look like torture instruments to get the fibers back in parallel so they can contract, relax, stretch. I hate that. I had that Graston, on the calf muscle, which can cramp up, and that's not fun. Radial shockwaves, another for especially the upper hamstrings that are right under the butt, the bone, your seat bone, if that's where the injury is. The radial shockwave up in that part, there's a special adapter that looks kind of on the kinky side when you look at it, but it gets under the seat of your butt up into that area. It's very, very effective as a component, part of a recovery plan to get you back to your event. But I remember mine was, I couldn't get up the stairs with mine. I was like jumping on one leg. I initially very, very sore. I needed to have, at that time, I got some treatment with mine and it brought it along, but it took me, I was almost close to 6 weeks before I could run again. And that's getting good care and good treatment, like to do it safely, right? To be smart about it so that you keep hurting it, you're going to be back in the body shop getting repairs, and the physiotherapist is going to be, you know, making a lot of dollars off of you. So
Brent Cassian from Cavallana Rehab. And that was my last one. What would you recommend just for the everyday average person, not athletes, just anybody walking around who just wants to be able to function, pick up their kids, go to work, walk the dog, whatever it is. What's the best basic general treatment for hamstrings?
Well, basic general treatment, if it's not going away, you did, you know, your rest, your ice, your compression, your elevation, you did some anti-inflammatories, you were stretching this out, this is a minor injury. If it's, you know, at your 3 week point, it's not going around, go see your physiotherapist, have it checked, because it could be for your body or your stretching routine to stretch that hamstrings out effectively. Again, with the inside versus the outside, you'd ask that question. You might need to fine-tune the stretch. You might need to fine tune that home exercise, you know, versus a TheraBand is popular. If you have access to a gym, you might need to fine tune which equipment you're using just to get over that hump on your own. Sometimes if, because any tear of the tissue, even a minor tear, micro tear, if there's a little bit of a scar tissue that decides to granulate and it rubs on itself, it can keep an inflammatory reaction going. And that's where you might need the physiotherapy, the interferential, the ultrasound, the K laser, the radial shockwave to help push that out so that it can heal up. So when they do that little, hopefully the histologist doesn't have to, the little baloney slice out of that, you can see that the healing is there and then the scar tissue has been rescinded. So yeah, the word hamstrings comes from, you know, I was asked that recently. It's a butcher's term. Actually,
well, yeah,
butcher, they hang the...
The ham and the
string. The hammers, yeah, sure. The ham, you know, the ham, the pork shoulder, the
oh,
ham.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
great.
That's where the word hamstrings came from. It's got these big, long Latin names otherwise that are almost unpronounceable. So hamstrings is a lot easier.
I would think so.
To use that, so.
Brent, have a good weekend. Obviously, you've been holidaying well.
Rather yes, tan. And we'll compare tans in a few weeks. You have a great vacation next week, sir, with you and your family.
You betcha. That's Brent Gasson from Kappa Lano Rehab Center.